Welcome to Worship Shorts. Today, I want to answer the question that has been burning on everybody's mind. Why do Jews take three steps back and then three steps forward at the beginning of the Amidah? Haven't you wondered about that, like, a lot? No. Okay. Well, yes. Okay. Well, worship is defined as a conscious act of respect, accompanied by a determination to be holy. Normally, in Scripture, worship is accompanied by a sacrifice, as if to say that we acknowledge our own mortality and that our own soul exists only by the grace of the one to whom the sacrifice is offered. That is why it's considered a grave sin to offer a sacrifice to an idol. It would be like saying that our soul belongs to an idol. The Amidah is also referred to in Jewish literature as ha-tefillah, which means the prayer in the singular. Although there are multiple blessings contained in the Amidah, it is referred to as though it were only one long prayer. One of the requirements for those who are praying the Amidah is that they not allow anything to distract them unless it's a life-threatening emergency. It's a solemn time in the service because those praying are to pray as those standing before the God of Israel. We recognize God's authority as a king, and just as it was customary to approach a king very carefully and to bow in recognition of his majesty and authority, we take three small steps forward and bow. It is part of how we acknowledge his authority in our lives. To emphasize this, we start by taking three steps back and then step forward. At the end of the Amidah, we bow again and again take three steps back. One would not turn one's back on a king, and we don't turn our backs until we have gently withdrawn from his presence. As Messianic Jews, we recognize that Yeshua is part of the identity of God and that all authority is in him. Everything was made through him and for him. When we stand in the Amidah, we are also standing before the one who gave up his life so that we might live. He is our sacrifice, and we belong to him. He has authority because not only did he make us, even though we went our own way, he redeemed us. Not only is he our creator, he is our owner. This is the basis for our worship. Thank you for listening to Worship Shorts.